Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
To the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day to each and every single one of you, wherever you are on the globe. You are tuned in, you're locked into the one and only Lunar Lounge show. Please forgive my, you shouldn't really be forgiving my background. It's in line with the show, I guess, right? The Lunar Lounge. You got the moon here at the back. But it's a little bit like, you know, a little bit all over the place. Still need to be sorting out my lighting. I've literally just come off a plane. I am knackered. When I say I'm knackered, I am knackered. I shouldn't even be doing the show today. But yeah, the show's got to go on. And I miss doing the show anyway, since I've missed a week. What's happening here? Yeah, let's get this lighting. That looks a little bit more better. Yep. Looks a little bit more better. Anyhow, welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge show, brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. You see it there in the top, left, right hand corner. That's the bottle right there. If you're feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, confused, you know, it's just got that, you know, ain't got that extra bounce in your step. You need to go get the Magic Mind potion. Yeah, all natural. All the details are there. For those of you, again, who listen to, whether you watch it on YouTube or the podcast platforms, everything is all available there for you. So, shout out to Angela, love in the building. As she says that she's waiting patiently. I'm having issues again with Facebook, and I don't understand what it is with these platforms where it's like, can't we all just get along? Well, yeah, I'm just going to try and see whether I'm coming through on Instagram, but I don't think it's the case. No. It's not happening. I am not on Instagram right now, which is a terrible shame. And it showed me here that I am, but obviously I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not on Instagram. Okay. It seems like I'm on YouTube only or Facebook. I should be on Facebook. Anybody out there on Facebook? Can you see me? It says we're having trouble, but I've done that, man. I've re-entered. How many times you want me to? I can't take this. It looks like I'm only available on YouTube today. But welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. What is it I was going to say? I don't know. I've got lots to say. It's been a heck of a week. Like I said, I've just come off the plane, really a bit tired. Listen, I want to dedicate this show and I want to give a shout out to Kelly and Dan. Recently got married. Listen, I attended the best freaking wedding in my life. Listen, no disrespect, shout out to my cousin there, my nephew Tosin, who got married, when was it, 2018, 2019? Now that was a wedding. But I have to say, it's been topped. It's been topped. I if there's going to be another wedding that can top this wedding that I recently gone to, seriously, I can't wait to be at that wedding. Because geez, man. Okay, listen, shout outs to Dan and Kel, wishing you all the best, long life, prosperity to both of you, abundance. You put it on, Dan. A wedding like no other. I'm taking that to the grave, I'm telling you. It is what it is. Listen, we're moving on. What is the weather like where you are? Keep the questions coming in. The skies were nice and blue earlier on. Now they've gone a little bit cloudy. What's happening? What is it? Is it going to rain? I've just come from Spain where it's blazing over there, like real blazing. And I was on the coast as well. I thought I'd be getting some of that sea breeze. Well, I did get some of it, but yeah, just wasn't not good enough. Yeah, so hot. And you know me and heat. Oh, well, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I will be bringing up the astrology chart so we can be looking at the astrology of the next coming weeks and stuff like that. My computer's, when you get that yellow little dot, that means that, you know, there's a needing for updates as well. Yeah, something like that. Jack is letting me know that it's cold in Ghana. Really? Okay. But it is raining season over there, though, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of excusable, I guess. But it's not cold over here, but it's gone a bit cloudy because literally like two hours ago or so, I woke up this morning, the sky was blue. I flew in early this morning and the sky was blue. I didn't wake up to nothing. But hey, welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. It's a shame people on Instagram would not be able to see me. Oh dear. Dear. Oh well. It seems like Instagram is out of the question. Yeah, no Instagram, no Facebook by the looks of it. Shout out to Michelle over there in the US. Hope you are good. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment and we'll be looking at where we've got a full moon coming up tomorrow. I'll be talking about that again shortly. So, yeah, hold your horses, man. We'll be getting into that. Keep your questions coming. Unfortunately, I'm not live on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. Maybe I should have just connected the LinkedIn. Oh, I don't know. I'm noticing a lot of people lately, and obviously myself now included, having a lot of technical difficulty. Solar flares. I know Mercury's, I think he's entered his shadow period. If he's not, he's coming close to it because he is going to be going retrograde this month. Well, we'll be having a look at that also as well. Jax. Yeah, it's the Aprilinian. I can never pronounce that word. Phenomena, apparently. Yeah. You are correct in that. And there's probably other stuff also as well. Like I said, Mercury is getting ready to go back retrograde. Is in Leo now, isn't he? Well, we'll be looking at that in a moment. But a lot of people have been experiencing like mad technical difficulties, like mad, like crazy. Like I just noticed that from the last, pretty much like the last couple of weeks, to be quite honest. And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, like normally we say, oh, Mercury retrograde. But that's not, Mercury's not retrograde. And he definitely wasn't in his shadow period. Faye's saying, yeah, Mercury's been shadowed since the 4th. Yeah. It's a funny one. I don't know. So Mercury Shadow is probably aligning with that. But to be quite honest, I've noticed people been having difficulties before the shadow period of Mercury. I'm talking like about 2 weeks. There's been this kind of, you know what I mean? And it's been having hiccups with technology in particular, travel, for various reasons. But yeah, I've noticed that as well. So I don't know. Let's see. And I'm having it right now. I'm having issues with that. Hence why I can't be seen now on Instagram or Facebook. It's only you guys on YouTube that can see. You'll get the recording, I guess. Tarot card of the week. That will be coming up later. So we'll be looking at the tarot card of the week. So stay tuned for that. Competition time. We'll also be looking at that. We'll also be looking if there were any winners. There was no show last week, but the week before, obviously the last show, in regards to the question which I asked, what was it? What house rules commerce was it? Something, I think it was that. Yeah, we'll be looking at that. So later on in the show. So yeah. Let's see. What else is happening? What else has been happening? What else is in the news? Same old, same old. I've been busy attending weddings, running around. I can't big up this whole show. I might just talk about this wedding I attended. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, listen. Breathtaking, beyond this world, man. And I've had privilege to attend quite a number of weddings in my time, but hey, this one takes the lead. And I'm not just saying it because it's the latest either. It just takes the, like, nah. From the speech to the setup to the everything, ceremony, Woo! I tell you. Hey, when you've got that good Venus in your chart, boy, trust me. it definitely works. Anyway, shout out to Kelly and Dan. Hope you are all well. Hope you've all recovered from your elaborate and explosive wedding. Cool. And everybody who attended as well. So the show must go on. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. We'll be looking at the astrology of the course of the next couple of weeks or for the next month of July. And let's see what's going on. Like I said, we've got a full moon coming up and so on and so forth, and other planetary configurations. What's happening? How is it affecting us down here on Earth? Solar flares, cosmic activity, all of that kind of stuff, and more. Shout out to Sister Aura. How you doing, Sister Aura? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Greetings and welcome. A shame. I feel a bit like, not sad, but just disconnected a bit. I kind of can sense when I'm on with my Instagram. And to be quite honest, more people actually watch this from the Instagram. And then the YouTube. And then I think a few people watch from Facebook also as well. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm having technical problems, man. So, what else I was going to say? Shout out to everybody who listens to the show, downloads it. Apologies that there was no podcast last week. You know me, I always try to bring it again weekly. It is what it is. Shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. Let's go to the astrology, I think. What else was I going to say? I think I was going to mention something else. I can't quite mention. My flight got delayed. That's again, see. Flight got delayed. My flight got delayed. I don't want to mention no names of airlines. I don't want to feel like I'm going in, but I mean, really? I mean, even your best, quote unquote best airlines now are you know, 2-3 hours delays. I mean, what's going on here? I think I'm entitled to something. I can reclaim something, you know. You know, travel's just a little bit unstable right about now. So, people, for anybody who's traveling out of town, just make sure you're, you know, You know, just make sure you're covered either side, going and returning. Make sure you've got that little extra time and you've got your, you know, you just packed. But the flight went well. It just was delayed. That's all it was. What else I was going to say? Yeah, keep your questions coming. Keep your comments coming. Let's go to the chart. Let's have a look at what's the astrology. Voila. We've got the moon in Capricorn. The moon has entered the sign of Capricorn just about. So we'll be having that full moon tomorrow. We're approaching a full moon phase right now, isn't it? Time to get things, yeah, get it out there, baby. So yeah, things are manifesting for us over the course of the next couple of days with the full moon coming up. But the moon is in Capricorn. Yeah, moon in Capricorn is quite interesting. I know, of course, the moon is in detriment in Capricorn, but, you know, it's just triplicity ruler of the earth sign, so it's not too bad. And she's going to be coming up to an opposition to Jupiter as well. So time for a little bit of expansion, perhaps. Wouldn't go amiss. Yeah, it's quite a good moon. Quite a good moon. Sirius moon. Get down to work. And trust me, I got work to do. I've always got work to do. What's changed? Yeah, I'm going to be mad busy over the course of the next couple of days. But yeah, that's that moon, Capricorn. Good for organized. Really need to get organized. You need to get organized. I'm sure we all need to get organized in some way, shape, or form in our charts, right? So yeah, this full moon can bring some kind of down-to-earth, routine, organized kind of energy, authoritarian energy. And can also bring up stuff to do that's quite traditional. You know, moon in Capricorn is quite traditional also as well. So yeah, get to work, moon in Capricorn. Okay, what else has been happening? We've got the great Uranus. I spoke about that a few weeks ago. Planet Uranus on the 7th of July moved in, which was what, 2 days ago, moved into the sign of Gemini. We've got Uranus in the sign of Gemini. People, pay attention. Do you know every time Uranus has been in the sign of Gemini, America has been involved in major wars? Major. Yes. Yep. Uranus in Gemini always seems to coincide with major wars. And also, Uranus in Gemini was also when we had the Second World War. Not that any of us was alive then, but nevertheless, we all know about the Second World War, right? Yeah, Uranus in Gemini. What is it I'm trying to say? Am I saying that there's going to be another world war? No, although we're definitely on, it can seem or it can feel like we're on the brink of something of that nature. You would have thought that humanity has progressed or elevated, are more enlightened. You see, I'm convinced. I'm not just convinced, I'm actually right. Unless you can prove me wrong. We are still those same human beings of 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, 50,000 years ago, a billion years ago. I don't care whatever time frame you want to put in it. It's the same instincts driving us. Yeah, because we've become a bit more what? I don't know. Sophisticated. We've become more advanced in our approaches in society because we've got gadgets, because we wear nice clothes. We've always worn nice clothes, I guess, depending on the era. You know, we think that we're decent human beings. Beneath us, we're still killers, man. We're still out there wanting to survive. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. We like to think of ourselves, but no, Ain't nothing changed. We're doing the same old stuff. So yeah, Uranus in Gemini. A new type of information. The planet Uranus, the planet of the planet of eccentricity, the planet of chaos. He's a breath of fresh air. He brings a breath of fresh air to the table. Turns things on its head. Ultra, you know, anti-tradition. This is what Uranus is. He's anti-traditional, right? He wants to bring in the new at all times. That's what he's about. Entering a sign like Gemini, which is very... you see, Uranus is very compatible with Gemini. Extremely. Because, Gemini's an air sign. And Uranus is very airy. He's a sky god. Yeah? We're going to be seeing, like I said 2 weeks ago, remember what I said? By the time Uranus is getting ready to leave Gemini, we are either going to be able to teleport or we're going to be definitely on the brink of it. Telecommunications, information, data, literacy, education, travel, all of these things are going to change dramatically over the course of the next 7 years. Although Uranus, he is going to retrograde back into Taurus, by the way. He's got unfinished business. So we still got that to look forward to. But then he will move back again into Gemini April 2026, I believe. So yeah. But the fact is that he's there. He's peaked his head into the sign of Gemini. So he's there. He's there. He's in. He's just going out and coming back in again. It looks very, very... And at the moment, he's trining Pluto. Yeah? Pluto, the planet of depth, transformation, wealth, power. It's a trine, so it's a good aspect. So hopefully this could manifest as real, powerful, transformative, new, innovative... activities on worldwide, but that's gonna be something to look forward to. So we've got the Uranus trine Pluto, coolio. We'll take that. It's interesting because Uranus is trining my Pluto now as well. I've got Pluto at 0 degrees in Libra. That's maybe you might work something up for me. Bit of money. That would be nice. Uranus, Pluto. So that's in trine. Anywho, what else have we got that's coming up here? What other aspects of them? Venus has also moved into Gemini now. Venus is tugging along. What other aspects are there? Jupiter's leaving that square from Saturn and Neptune, so he's moving along. Sun is here. Okay, Sun's not doing much. There's not much in terms of aspects going on, is there? Venus is separating from that trine to Pluto. Okay, well, let's follow the days and let's have a see what's happening over the course of the next few days. Anything in particular? Spotting anything? Okay, well, tomorrow, 10th of July, I've just spoke about that. We're going to have the full moon in Capricorn. It's all about things coming to fruition, things being completed. What you have to ask now is what is being completed for you over the course of the next month, right? What is it that's come full circle? What is it that's come to some kind of completion? What is getting ready to manifest for you? Yeah, and it's in Capricorn. So it's likely, we're likely going to be seeing this or working with this in some kind of physical or tangible or methodical or practical manner. That's how this thing is going to be manifesting for you. This full moon. Yeah, so it's a powerful full moon. It's a strong full moon. It's not to be, not to be taken lightly, not that any full moon's to be taken lightly, but specifically this one, even more so. So 10th of July, we've got the full moon. And then after that, the moon is going to start to wane. So it's going to be emptying out. It's going to be decreasing in light. It's about letting go. It's about releasing. Those are the kind of things that we can be looking forward to over the course of the next 2 weeks before we're going to have our new moon in Leo in a few weeks' time. I'll talk about that in a moment. But planetary wise, what else can we be seeing here? Not much planetary action in terms of aspects. I'm talking, not much. Nobody really changing sign per se, apart from the sun, really over the course of the next month. What's happening here? Have we got anything? No. 13th of July. Well, there we go. 13th of July, Saturn is going to go stationary, meaning he's about to go retrograde. So Saturn's going to start kicking in the retrograde. So Saturn's going to go retrograde until what? September? He moves back into Pisces in September. So Saturn's going to be moving retrograde, right? So Saturn, which is to do with our sense of structure, responsibility, and order, and you know, it's going to be going retrograde here. So Saturn's going to be, and he's already in Aries where he's weak. He's already in his fall. And now he's going to be going retrograde. Let's watch this space. Going to be quite interesting. So Saturn stations to go retrograde on the 13th of July, 14th of July, Saturn's retrograde. Okay. What else can we see? We've already got Neptune moving retrograde. So both Saturn and Neptune at the early degrees of Aries are moving retrograde, getting ready to pull back and to move back into the sign of Pisces. 14th of July. Anything? Nope. But starting from the 14th, 15th of July, we're going to be getting a square. We're going to be getting a square from Venus to Mars. We're going to be getting a Venus-Mars square. This is all about raw passions, tensions in relationships, conflicts of this. Not really liking that. Remember a few months ago, we had that beautiful trine with Venus and Mars. Now they're coming to have a bit of a tussle. So that starts from the 14th, 15th of July, where the square starts to build up with Venus making her square to Mars. Let's continue. Then starts to get closer again on the 16th, 17th. On the 16th, 17th of July, we're going to be having the planet Venus sextile Mercury. However, guess what? On that day, on the 17th, Mercury stations. Or does he station actually on the 16th? No, it looks like he stations on the 17th. Mercury is going to go stationary. Venus is going to be sextiling Mercury. Right? And Mercury, Venus is in the sign ruled by Mercury. Right? So there's a reception there. Because, you know, Venus is in the sign which is ruled by. So that's quite interesting here. Again, we've got Venus Mercury, which is all about communication. But I feel the communication here may be a little bit. The reason why I say that is because of the square to Mars. Venus is building up this square to Mars. So there is kind of like a sense of around the 16th, 17th of July. What I would say is be nice. Try not to get into any kind of conflicts of any sort, right? That is what this is about. So 18th of July, Mercury is still stationary, Venus is still square, and then What are we having? 19th of July. So by the 19th of July, Mercury will be retrograde in full swing. Mercury retrograde. You know what to do, people. You got the memo. You always get the memo. Oh, dear. You see me yawning. Just come off a plane. Tired. I'm still jet lagged. It's been a week, people. I swear to you. Anywho. I need some... Well, I've actually run out of my, you know, my potion. Yeah, my magic mind. My magic mind package has run out. So, yeah, I need to get a top up myself. I need to get a dose myself. You know how I am. Once I pop a shot of that before I go on, and it's like, I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm like, ooh. I need some Au Naturel. Shout out to Lexi. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Hope you are well and good. How are the children? How's Caillou? I'm not a good godfather, you know. but shout out to Caillou. Shout out to the children, to the twins, and all. So, what's that I was going to say? Yeah, back again to these transits. Mercury goes retrograde. So you know what to do. It's all about redoing, right? Redo, relax, review, research, reanalyze, reconsider, replenish. It's all re. That's what the Mercury retrograde. This time it's again, he's in fire. He's gonna go retrograde. Does he go back into to Cancer? I think he might. Yeah, I think he might go back into Cancer, you know. Likely. So that's gonna be on the 19th of July. So people watch out for that. Then Venus is still gonna be sextiling Mercury. However, Venus is coming up closer, or she's closing that gap of that square with Mars, which is going to perfect on the 22nd of July. On the 22nd of July, we're going to have an exact square between Venus and Mars. Now, Venus and Mars contacts, okay, can be quite erotic. Can be quite sexual, can be quite exciting, adventurous, but so it can go both ways. If this energy is harnessed, it can be a great time for your relationship. If not, it can be a lot of arguments, disputes, and you know, feeling like you're being cut off, or maybe you're feeling like you want to cut off somebody. That is how this Venus Mars essentially is. But what I would say with this as well, Venus is connected with money. Watch your money, people. It's a square, so it's going to be a little bit harsh. So you may find yourself just like overspending and not being very good with money. Those are the kind of things that you can find. And there can be, there's heightened times where, or this is heightened times where, in terms of like relationship, there could be more arguments or disputes. Venus Mars square. But yeah, there's a love of action there, is what these two are essentially about. So that perfects on the 22nd of July. And on the 22nd of July, the sun is going to move into Leo. The sun is going to move into Leo. Shout out to Lexi. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Good day. I hope you are well. Lexi, you got your birthday coming up, haven't you? And not just you, somebody else also as well. Yeah. Or has their date gone? Is it today? Let us know, Lexi. But I know yours is coming up. See, that's the thing of being an astrologer. Too many dates. You got to remember everybody's birthday. can't really remember everybody's birthday, but you try and keep on top of it. But you kind of like remember that, oh yeah, their birthday is round about this time. You get the sense of when their birthday is. It's like, yeah. And the more and more people you meet, the more and more date of births you've got to, you know, remember. Yeah. Welcome to my world. You think you got it bad. I've got to remember everybody's birthday. Anywho, 22nd of July. Mercury goes retrograde fully, in full swing. And Venus is going to be square Mars. Exact. What else are we going to be having? Well, when the sun moves into Leo, as the sun moves into Leo, he's going to be sextiling Uranus. He will sextile Uranus, which is quite good. Quite good, very innovative. But at the same time, he's going to be opposing Pluto. We're going to have a Sun-Pluto opposition. Here, I betcha, we're going to be hearing about some situation that is connected with power. Sun opposition Pluto. Be mindful around this time also as well, because you could become more ego-inflated. More stubborn, more ruthless. Sun opposite Pluto. This is going to be from the 22nd of July. So it's going to get a little bit intense around 22nd, 23rd, 24th of July. Because of the sun opposing Pluto. So he moves into Leo, first sextiling Uranus, and at the same time, he's opposing Pluto. But the one opposing Pluto builds up. That's going to be on the 22nd, 23rd of July. Watch out for these dates. The exact opposition with the sun and Pluto. Oh, what's going on here? A big wasp just flew in. Where's it gone? My cat's going to be after it in no time. Just don't want it stinging my cat. On the 24th, 25th of July is where we're going to get an exact sun opposition Pluto. Right? On the 24th, 25th of July is when we're going to be getting that. And on the... On the 24th is where we're going to have a new moon, I believe. Yeah, new moon looks like it's going to be on the... there we go. Yep. New moon is going to be on the 24th of July. We've got a new moon and it's going to be in the sign of Leo. Well, well, well. What do you say to that? Yeah, new moon in Leo. On the 24th of July, people. Time to plant those new seeds. New moon in Leo is quite nice. I quite like the new moons in Leo. New moons in Leos. Am I saying, what's wrong with me? I'm just tired. New moon in Leos are quite good. And we're going to be having one on the 24th. Roughly around 2 degrees of Leo. The thing though with this new moon is that it coincides with that sun opposing Pluto. This is going to be quite an intense new moon. It's going to be quite intense. So watch out for that one, people. Watch out for that one. The square with Venus and Mars is still continuing. Here is likely, we're likely going to pick up a little bit of intensity. Things being a little bit more intense. Maybe more arguments, maybe more disputes. We're likely going to see that. And on the world scene, we're likely going to see that as some kind of... I'm hoping not. But, you know, yeah, we're going to hear something big around this time, for sure, around this new moon. Although... it could be something that's a bit subtle because it is a new moon and new moons tend to be a bit more subtle. But yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's what that's about. However, the new moon does trine Saturn and Neptune. So it's not all bad. A lot of structure there. So, yeah, I'll take that. That sounds cool. And that's going to be on the 24th of July. I think I'm going to leave the astro thing there. And then next week we can look at the rest of the week. And next week we can also start looking or having a glimpse of what August is looking like. But new moon in Leo is going to be on the 24th of July. So, yeah, stay tuned right here at the Lunar Lounge, where we give you the news of the upcoming planetary movements. So, yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Was there anything else? No, that's about it. Yeah, I think that's it. And that is the news. Shout out to Trisha Smith. Yeah, Narai's 10th, that's tomorrow. Yes, that's it. I knew it. That's it, Narai's 10th. I don't know why. I think there's somebody who is the 9th. I'm just trying to think who. And maybe that's the one I'm getting mixed up with, Narai's birthday. So Narai's tomorrow. Oops, sorry about that. I think it cut out there, didn't it? Narai's tomorrow, and you're the 13th. Okay, cool. We shall look forward to that. Speaking of the 13th, when is the 13th? Sunday. Okay. Coolio, great to hear you all good. Shout out to Trisha. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. It's a show which aims to inform and enlighten about the science of astrology and how it's impacting us here on Earth. I am not live on Instagram. I want to apologize for that, but the people on Instagram cannot hear me. neither can the people on Facebook. Yeah. Have you been having any major difficulties with your technology of late? I don't know, your phone, computer. To be quite honest, it's been relatively good for me. And considering I've been traveling also as well, a bit back and forth, I thought I was really going to be having some hiccups. But it's actually been quite good. Until now. Well, actually, I had a class the other day, and there was a bit of a stumble there as well. But still, I mean, it has been pretty good. Coolio. What else? Let me just look at that astro chart again, if there is anything to be taken into consideration. Jupiter. Seems like Jupiter is going to be a bit unaspected for a while. Approaching the, early mid degrees of Cancer. Nothing there. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little bit intense towards the end of July, and then going into August, things should technically calm down. But I don't have the full chart in front of me. One of the main things is that Jupiter has definitely left that. I'm telling you, man, property. God damn. Property's going through the roof. Jupiter in Cancer. Gotta be joking. Yeah, man. I'm going to be making sure I get myself a property with this Jupiter in. It only happens once every 12 years, you know. Yeah, I'm going to be aiming for some property in before you leave, Cancer. Good old Cancer. That's cool. You Cancerians must be having a ball. If you're not yet, you will be. I assure you. Jupiter, the bringer of good things, will make things prosperous for you, for sure. And that is about it. In regards of the cosmic news. So let's get back to the full Yeah, stop sharing. Sister Aura, take care. Have a great day. Okay. Shout out to Sister. Yes. Okay. Lexi saying she's waiting patiently. Yeah, I'm sure you are. Hold your horses, man. But Jupiter will. Jupiter will. It's just some of the other planetary activity. It's the Saturn, really, that really kind of just got off that Saturn in Aries. But later in the year, could you believe this? Later in the year, there's going to be a trine. Because Jupiter's going to move up to, latter degrees of Cancer. It goes up to about 23, 24 degrees in Cancer before he starts going retrograde. And then Jupiter's going to go retrograde, going to go back into Pisces. And they're the two planets that were squaring each other are now going to, they're going to start trining each other. Yes. Things have got to be looking up. Yeah, it is what it is. What else I was going to say? Like I said, I'm just feeling a little bit disconnected because Instagram's not here. And a lot of people do change, people on Instagram now must be losing their mind that, what, you weren't here last week, you're not here again. I am, I just can't go. I'm going to have to find another way of, all this technology, all these different platforms. Everybody wants their own platform and they don't want to link with another. I'm getting tired of it, man. Can't we just have one platform where everything can be run from one platform? Like, simple. Like, just everything just embedded in one platform. I can do my podcast there. I can link any platform without any problems. And Zoom, yeah, you. I'm talking to you, Zoom. Why don't you guys do it? You've got some things on that is similar to that already, but not quite the same. I want to be able to plug into about 3, 4, 5 different platforms simultaneously where I can be streaming. That can't be rocket science. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Why don't you do it, Israel? Yeah, but I'm not a computer programmer. That's not my job. You computer programmers or app makers and whatever, create it. Make my life a lot more easier. Anywho, what have we got? Competition time. Let's go to the competition time. It's all about that competition time. We can't, do without the competition time. Let's go to the... So I asked a question. If you're listening for the first time, I ask a question, and basically it's the first person who sends me their answer next week Wednesday at midnight GMT time, UK time. So do adjust your clocks if you're participating from other parts of the world. And and it's the first person who gets the correct answer gets £30. It is what it is. Mary, she says, geez, I'm late today. You think? Yeah. Late, just like I was late just coming off that plane this early this morning. Jesus Christ. You do not want to be, whether you're going or flying in or going out, to be landing like where you're having to make your way home at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not nice. You know what I mean? Having to batter about and catch taxi and Uber and bus and whatnot. God. Anywho, I'm not complaining. Mustn't grumble. Trisha's asking, to quote Rodney King, can't we just get along? I think he's still waiting for an answer. Yeah, tell me about it. God bless him. God rest his cotton socks, Rodney King. You all remember Rodney King, the gentleman who got, viciously, you know, abused and beaten up by the LA police, and they got off, didn't they? Well, that's what caused the riots, didn't they? They got acquitted or something like that. I don't know how you could watch a video like that and let, like, really, really. I mean, fine, he got a huge compensation, but that's not the point. How can you let people like that go? It is what it is. The universe works in mysterious ways. Always remember, we are always seeing things from an extremely limited perspective. We never see things as they are. We see things as we are. And we're always looking at it from a limited perspective. So that has to be taken into account. Everything happens for a reason. Although that is a very hard truth to swallow. Faye says, why did you book it for that time? I didn't. The flight was late. Aren't you listening to me? I was meant to be in yesterday night. oh, yeah, Nigel says, oh, yeah, the plane was delayed. Okay, no, I didn't read that bit. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, no, I didn't book it for that time. No. I was due to be in yesterday night, man. I should have been in town. I mean, fair enough, I would have come in a bit late, but I would have been all right, you know, getting around. You know, the time was cool. I always plan my trips in a way where I'm going a good time. I mean, sometimes you can't always get it, isn't it? It's like that with flights sometimes, depending on which airline you're flying with. You know, I hate those ones where you got to be at the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning. Jeez, come on, give me a break. What I do like about those ones, especially if they're not long flights, is that if you leave early, you can get to your destination early. So you've still got the day. Sometimes I don't understand. You fly out on a day, but you don't get there until the next day. But yet it's classified as you've lost a whole day. Holidays are funny like that. Shouldn't a holiday just start from when you get to the destination? Airlines, I think you need to change your views on how the holiday should start from the moment you reach the destination, right? Not from when you lift off. Because how am I going to be a flight that's, you know, okay, I get it. I do like flights sometimes that are not night, where you can get there the next morning, but then you're taking it from then. You're taking my holiday from then. And I'm not. So there are sometimes you get these holidays where, like, you've missed a day or two. When you factor in the day you're traveling and the day you're coming back, you've missed 2 days. So when you say you're going for a 7-day holiday, it's not really 7 days. Sometimes it's not. It's 5. Sometimes it's 6. Because you've lost a day here and there. I mean, okay, you've got to factor in the time, but still, it is what it is. Interesting. I must say, but yeah, I like the early flights because you can get there, like, you might, again, if it's like a 3-4 hour flight, you might reach the destination you know, about 11 o'clock 12 o'clock at that, you know in that country, so you've kind of got the day to still kind of walk about, but then sometimes you're still a little bit tired, so sometimes you want to have a bit of a rest, maybe in the hotel or something. And then that's another thing, sometimes depending where you're going, you book the early flight, you get there, but you can't check in until 2 o'clock, right? You might be lucky. Some hotels might allow you to come in, check in at 1 o'clock, but you can't really check in till 2 o'clock. And what's this? You can't check in till 2 o'clock, but you've got to check out by 11 or 12. Brother, change that. That needs to change. But yeah. Yvette saying, stop moaning. Look how many people want holiday. And you on a plane, like bus ride. I am going to moan. Number one, it weren't a holiday. I don't know why people just automatically think because you're traveling, it's a holiday. Yeah, right. I wish. People think that the moment I say, oh, I'm away. Oh, you must be on holiday. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm going to try and enjoy the scenery as much as I can. I've got work to do. I got work to do. Of course I'm going to moan. I can't remember the last time I've been away where, like, where I've done nothing. I'm doing something every, like, yeah. Oh, strike, thing, oh, client, got to do this, got a thing. Most of the time I'm traveling because it's because of work. It's like one thing after another. Allow me, man. Allow me. Oh, God. It is what it is. And out there was hot. That was another thing. Jesus, it was baking. Yeah, that's true. I won't complain on that side, I guess, if it. Yeah, I'm lucky I got work. That's true. But it's proving to be tiring. Anywho, competition time. I've got a few new people also signed up as well. What's that? Gurav Sharma. Okay, then. Okay, you joined in on the competition as well. Anywho, the question I asked was, what house rules commerce in astrology? The first person who came in, Gurav, you answered first. It was wrong. No, not the second house. Olena. commerce goes under seventh house because it's supposedly signing contracts and making deals. No, but the seventh, you're correct. Seventh house is deals and contracts. Just doesn't rule commerce. Christian, you went along with that one too. Seventh house. Amy, you my guess, seventh house rules commerce. Why did you all go for seventh house? And another one, Banjo Joe, second house rules commerce because it's connected with money, right? You see, second house is money. There's a difference between money and commerce. Don't get the two mixed up. So we don't have a winner. Okay. And you know what? I just recently remembered, I actually gave you a question a few months ago that connected with this. You should have got that. The house of commerce is the 10th house. That is the house of commerce. Seventh house is the house of the agreement. There's a difference. You have to say, you see, this is one thing why I love about astrology. There's not, in terms of detail, that it doesn't cover. Right? But a lot of you are still doing this ABC astrology. You're still doing, oh yeah, it's a thing. There's a difference. You could sign a contract and there's no commerce involved. That's seventh house. You got to know your differences, man. Seventh house is an agreement. It's a contract. Not every contract is going to be something to do with commerce. Commerce is 10th house. Angela said, I was going to say third. You would have got it wrong too. It's the 10th house. The 10th house rules commerce in astrology. So thank you for your participation, but none of you get the biscuit. None of you get the £30. So I'm going to be asking another question. And it's the first person who inboxes me next week. Let me put the email address up so people can see it. That's it there on your screens. I ask a question for those of you who are listening to the recording, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. The first person who emails me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com next week Wednesday at midnight GMT time. So do adjust your clocks accordingly, right? Yeah? Adjust your clocks accordingly. So the question is, yeah, it's I want to give something a bit more. this could be. I'm just trying to think it. I've got a few things in mind, but we wrong. LOL. Faye say we wrong. Why 10th? Thought 10th house is your public image. Yeah. But I'm talking commerce. Remember, I'm talking now from a mundane perspective. So commerce is where we are doing if you want to say the societal, or if it's on a mundane level, where we are. You're talking about in terms of your personal horoscope. If I'm saying commerce, because not everybody's doing commerce, right? But I'm talking in terms of a chart of a national country, or if we're looking at perhaps a commerce activity, then we're looking towards the 10th house. So that's how it is. Like I say, well, you're on the course, Faye. Don't worry. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So yeah. What planet rules things that are sour? I repeat, what planet rules things which are sour? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT, so Joshua Crocs, gets to have £30. What planet rules sour? Sour things, things that are sour in taste, whether it's food or whatever. What planet rules it? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, will get £30. So I look forward to seeing your answer. What planet rules sour? You got sweet, you got sour. Sweet and sour. For those of you who like a nice Asian dish. What planet rules sour? Inbox me and I will be letting you know who the winner is next week. Inbox me for the listen to recording, the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. That's it there on your screens. Obviously, for those of you who can see that right now. And what time is it right now? It's the tarot card of the week. What is it I was going to say? Astrology courses, people. Well, the price has already gone up, so that's gone. So there's no more I think the discount still may be running. The price has gone up, but the discount is still running. But only for the next I don't even think it's going to be for the next 24 hours. You might get 24, 48 hours. I don't know. It's going to be volatile. Website's done, people. Go check out my new website, www.sacredplanets.co.uk. The sacredplanets.com. See, I've got two websites. I've got sacredplanets.co.uk. That's been redone. You can go and check it out. Or redone. Tell me what you think about it. Sacredplanets.co.uk is up and running. There's still going to be some things that are still going to be added to it. You can also get your free birth chart done. For those of you who may not have access to a thing, if you want to get your free birth chart done, if you want to know where the current planets are and all that stuff, lunar phase, you can all go and see that. Numerology, the numerology calculator is also there as well. So you can go check out my numerology calculator as well. And just go check it out, man. Website's up and running. What else I was going to say? www.sacredplanets.com is also going under, they're starting today, I believe. It's also going to be under construction. So ignore that for now. That's going to be updated. Everything rephrased, all that lot. Yep. See, all this stuff running around, got to do all this and do that. So that's up. So yeah, so the discount code is still available, I believe, but the price has gone up. But it's going to be going soon. So, yeah, take advantage of that, because the price is just going to go up and there's going to be no discount code. So, Tiffany said, I missed the question and answer. I had a phone call. You missed the question and answer. You missed which question? The last question. The last question was, which house rules commerce? To which it was the 10th house. Nobody got it. Yeah. People thought it was the 7th. I can understand where people say 2nd, because it's money. I get it. But that's money. That's your money. Doesn't mean commerce. That's your own money. Or the company's money. Or the country's money. That's the 2nd house. Different things. Got to get back into this astrology, man. Anywho, like I say, the likes of Yvette and Faye, they're signed up. Yeah. Weekly classes we have here, you know. Yeah, bring it on, man. You get lifetime access too. Check it out. So the sacredplanets.com is a good thing. Again, astrology classes. I'm the only platform, I'm the only online astrological academy which runs 2 live classes every week. And guess what? In September, there's going to be a 3rd one. You heard what I said. 2 live classes every week. And in September, there's going to be a 3rd live class. There's going to be 3 live classes every week. Could you believe it? Yeah. Only at the Sacred Planets Academy. 3 modules. There's foundation module, which is running right now. There's the intermediate level module. And there's the advanced module. All packed full of astro. I'm giving it to you. Any questions, you bring it in. You have reading access to reading material. If you miss a class, not a problem. All the classes get recorded. Plus, you've got your class videos, which you need to go through as well. There's quizzes, tests, mock tests. Everything is there available. So, yeah, bring it on. And you get lifetime access once you sign up. Also got the app coming soon as well. The app's actually ready, but they're having trouble migrating I don't know how that's going to go. Again, computer experts are going to have to figure that out. So, yeah, it is what it is. Jump on, people, while you can. What's I was going to say? I'll talk about that next week. Tarot card of the week. Tarot cards, I'm just shuffling here. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is going to be. And let's bring the show to a close. I am tired and I've got work to do. People to see. And things doing. Okay. Let's shuffle the cards here. A few cards are falling out. You know me. Just going to split it. Let's see. What's the card of the week this week? Oh, we got the 6 of Pentacles. Well, we like that one, don't we? We like the 6 of Pentacles. A little bit of generosity here. Gonna give some to get some. I could do with a little bit of this. 6 of Pentacles, what does it mean over the course of the next week? Well, it can work both ways, but essentially this indicates opportunity. It indicates generosity, both ways, both coming our way, but also opportunity for us also to perhaps maybe give and lend a bit of support wherever it is needed, right? That is what the 6 of Pentacles is about. It's a 6 as well. It's about balance. It's about harmony. It's about things being balanced. So, you know, whether it's somebody giving you something, whether it's a bit of money coming in for you, maybe somebody's giving you an opportunity, maybe somebody's giving you a gift, maybe somebody's doing a huge favor for you. Either way, it is something very nice and something very pleasant. something very fortunate that we can encounter also over the course of the next 7 days. However, this card is also telling us that we can also, you know, maybe do some kind of charitable act, you know, by giving something. Charitable acts are always, and you know, they're always something that, you know, throughout human history that we've done and we've participated in, and these things can be good, you know. And you know, again, when we're giving, and I think for majority of people, we don't give in order to get something back, although some people do. And you do get back what you give. That's how the universe works, right? When you give wholeheartedly and openly without expectation. Yeah, I think when we're giving, we shouldn't have expectation. We should just give according to what we can do. Just, you know, here you go, or, you know, let me do this for you, or, you know, whatever it is. And again, when I talk about giving, it's not just necessarily doing like a charity as in giving money or giving food. That's one way. If it is a way that you can do, that's fine. But maybe just giving somebody an opportunity, or giving somebody a gift, or something of that nature. That is what this card is about, right? So be charitable, be nice. As they say, you know, we get what we give. This is the card of that. However, this does indicate, or it is alluring, that there is something quite giving that we can be encountering over the course of the next week. And that is the tarot card of today. I want to thank each and every single one of you. I'm going to try and get this Instagram thing sorted. It needs to get sorted ASAP. Because you're messing with my show, man. People want to listen. So I do apologize for those people who may be watching this recording, who normally watch it on Instagram and saw that I was not available on Instagram. So apologies for that. And also for those of you on Facebook, I'm going to try and get this sorted. I don't know why it's not connecting. It should not be the case. Should be able to connect, and yeah. But next week, I should have all that sorted. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation. Thank you for being a part of the Lunar Lounge show. And thanks for your comments and your questions.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Sounds right in the background. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Thank you very much. Thank you, Faye.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Yeah, you know how it is. I'll be back next week, same place, same time. Bringing you the cosmic news.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
And whatever banter comes along with it. People, you've been listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozi. Take
Welcome
care, stay blessed, and I'm out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.